Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in Israel. Do the Jews or the Arabs have the right to the land of Judea and Samaria? That's the headline. Winky Medad, a Jewish settler, comes with an answer to that question.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, you're a Jewish settler. A community in the area of Judea and Samaria where Jewish people live is where you live there in Shiloh. How important is it to implement annexation, take sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, in your opinion?
Well, Jimmy, there are several levels of that. On the first level, I would like not to be administered by a military governor. I would like to be completely thought of as an Israeli, with all rights, privileges, and obligations. As you know, we pay taxes, we serve in the army, but still our planning, our construction is always caught up with a military governor, which gives us problems. The Supreme Court nullified a law that was the same law that is applied in Israel, that if you mistakenly, the government mistakenly drew your property line somewhere where it isn't and you built on it, your house isn't destroyed. You have to pay compensation to the person from which the land is taken. And so as a result of that decision, we don't have the same rights as an Israeli does in order to protect his property. We are, I'm not going to say second-class citizens, that would be unfair, but we're simply judged by different set of rules, and I'm not even getting on to the issue of our biblical legacy, our historical heritage, the fact that this is our land throughout history, that we deserve security which this land gives us, or whether or not even, I'll go as far as saying, do the local Arabs have more rights than we do to claim that this is our national homeland? And extending even partially Israeli law will begin to set things right.
Winky Medad with an answer explaining who the area of Judea and Samaria in Israel actually belongs to. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Winky's answer to the question of who should the land of Judea and Samaria belong to was possibly one-sided, since Winky is a Jewish settler. However, when you go to the Bible, you can get the absolute answer from God. Ezekiel chapter 36 is the Lord's message to the prophet Ezekiel about the land that he has promised the Jewish people. Verse 22 says that God has given Judea and Samaria to the Jews for only one reason, for his holy name's sake. And that is because he swore by his name that that is what he would do. And that is absolute. And it's also my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...